two of the great creeds that have come to us from the church and are often recited on Sundays in worship are the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed. The Apostles' Creed, sometime before 341 in the Greek, reads as follows: Pistuo este an patera panta cratora, kai es Christan Jesun, tan huian autu, tan managene, tan curian chemon, tan genethenta ek numatas hagiu, kai marias tes parthenu, tan epipantiu pilatu, starothenta, kai tafenta, kai to trite chimera anastanta ek ton necron, anabanta estus urinus, kai kathemenon indexia tu patros, othen erketai crinen zontas kai necrus, kai esta hagian numa, hagian ecclesia, ephesin hamartion, sarkos anastasin, zoen ionion. It is significant that this great creed, which reads, I believe in God the Father Almighty, and in Christ Jesus, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was begotten of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, who was crucified under Pontius Pilate and was buried, and on the third day arose from the dead, ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, from where he will come to judge the living and the dead, and in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Church, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the flesh, and life everlasting. This creed beautifully summarizes the heart of the Christian faith. And as we look at it, it ties together a number of scriptures. I believe in God the Father Almighty. And we see that running through the Hebrew Scriptures, and especially in Genesis chapter 1, as God creates all things. And in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord. This takes us back to John 3, for God sent his monogene, his only begotten Son, and he is our Lord. In John 20, my Lord and my God. He was begotten of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary. And our mind goes to Matthew 1 and Luke 1 in the announcement of the virgin birth. He was then crucified under Pontius Pilate in Matthew chapter 27 and was buried. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he was crucified, he died for our sins, and was buried. And it says on the third day he arose according to the scripture. And so the creed says, and on the third day he arose from the dead. He then ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. A great fulfillment of the book of Acts and Luke 24 and Acts 1, where we see the ascension of Christ, and he is seated at the right hand of the Father, according to Acts chapter 2, in fulfillment of Psalm 110. He is coming to judge the living and the dead. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, we look forward to the return of Christ, Paul says, who will judge the living and the dead. And we believe in the Holy Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 4, there is one Spirit, and there is one church, the Holy Church, found there. We also believe in the forgiveness of sins. And in Ephesians chapter 1, we have redemption, namely the forgiveness of trespasses or sins. And then we believe in the resurrection of the flesh or of the body. And as we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we see that great chapter dealing with the reality of the resurrection of our body. And then finally, eternal life. Jesus could say, I give to them eternal life, and they shall never ever perish forever. Or in the famous text of John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What a beautiful summary of the heart of Christian faith and what we believe and the many scriptures that tie that together. Another very important creed is the Nicene Constantinopolitan Creed of AD 381. And as we read these words, it reads as follows. Pistuamen eis hena thaan patera pantakratora poietein uranu kai geis charaton ti panton kai aaraton kai eis hena kyrian Jesun Christan tan huian tu the u, tan managene, tan ek tu petras, genethenta prapanton ton ionon, phos ek photas, the an alethenon ek the u alethenu, genethenta u poethenta, hama usian to patri. Di hutapanta egeneta, tan di chemas tus anthropus kai diaten chemateran soterian, ketelthanta ekton uranon kai sarcothenta ek numatas hagiu kai marias tes parthenu kai enan tropesanta staurothenta Tehuper chemon epipantiu palatu, kai pathanta, kai tafenta, kai anastanta, te trite chemera, kata tas graphas, kai anelthanta eis tus uranus, kai kethitsamenan ek dexion tu patras. Kai palen erchamenan metadaxes krinai zontas kai necrus, hutes basileas uk estai telas, kai eis ta numa ta hagion, ta curion, kai ta zoopoion, ta ek tu patras, ek paru amenan, ta sun patri. Kai huiu sun praskunumenan kai sundax satsamenan talalesan diaton profiton mia eis mia hagian catholicain kai apostolicain ecclesian hamalagumen hen baptisma eis officin hamartion prastakomen Anastasin necron, kai zoein tu melantas ionas. Amen. In this creed, it reads, we believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten, who was begotten of the Father before all ages, light out of light, true God out of true God, begotten, not made, of the same substance with the Father, through whom all things came into being, and who, for us men, and on account of our salvation, has come down, or had come down from heaven, and took upon flesh of the Holy Spirit, and of Mary the Virgin, and becoming a man, was crucified on our behalf before Pontius Pilate, and suffered, and was buried, and arose on the third day according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and is coming again with glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, who quickens, who is proceeding constantly or eternally or constantly out of the Father, who with the Father and with the Son is being worshipped and glorified, the one who spoke through the prophets, one, we believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, and we could say universal church here, and we confess one baptism on account of the forgiveness of sins, and we await the resurrection of the dead and life everlasting. Life that is about to be eternal or everlasting. This great creed is known especially for the words Hama usian to patri, in the same substance with the Father. In other words, Jesus Christ is co-equal in deity with God the Father. And that is a very important point that this creed was seeking to point out. Also, that the Holy Spirit, ek paruamenon, proceeds out from the Father. A fulfillment or a statement that comes out of John, where the Spirit proceeds from the Father. This creed sets forth again the uniqueness of the Trinity, of the Father, of the Son, sharing the very nature with the Father that the Father has, and the Holy Spirit coming out of the Father, showing the intimate relationship of Trinity, and the stress on the fact that Jesus was eternally begotten, not made or not created. And this goes so well with John's gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word had no beginning, and the Word was fully divine, shared in the full quality of deity. And Jesus could say, before Abraham was, I am. And so this creed, critiquing the Arianism of its day, drives home the reality of the co-sharing of divine nature of the Father and the Son, and the co-equality of the Holy Spirit proceeding from the Father. And so we conclude by saying, what a beautiful picture of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Blessed Trinity, that we worship and pray to and serve.